Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
All right, let's talk about Week 5 of the NFL.
Everyone's at the quarter pole now.
Yes. Right? This is where we can really see where everything's going to come out from here. I can talk about the bad teams. I know the Jets are
bad?
They're very bad.
The worst is the Jags and the Raiders?
Yes.
And then the Redskins and the Jets?
No, I think the Redskins are a little bit better than the Jets, even though the quarterbacks...
They're bad.
Special teams
are horrible.
True. They put up a really good fight against the Seahawks on Monday night.
Well, I think a couple of those Percy Harvin touchdowns called back. That would have blew that thing wide open.
True, but that's their own fault. Seattle killed themselves. But Wilson, really...
Smart.
He put up a big game.
Highly intelligent. 122 yards on the ground.
True. But still, Cousins to... To Jackson, 156 yards, DeSean Jackson receiving. I mean, that's really impressive against the so-called Legion of Boom.
True.
It's still impressive. So,
yeah, the best teams?
The best teams are Denver, Seattle, just like last year.
Patriots woke up?
A little bit, but that's the kind of game you expect from them. Like
Stumble at the Bills?
I don't know about that. Well, I mean, look at... Hey, the Bills...
Bills
are surprising. They beat Denver... Detroit in Detroit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's not Lambeau Field.
They beat
Field.
Chicago in Chicago. That's not a big deal. First game of the season it was.
Right, but now
Chicago's got problems with Cutler. He giveth and he taketh away.
Yeah, but also that defense. I mean, I understand, you know, that there are teams that...
Philly doesn't have a defense either, but they make dumb mistakes like Cutler.
They have scored seven out of the eight possible ways to score a touchdown this season. I think the only thing they're missing is a... missed field goal return for a touchdown. That's it.
There's many weeks left.
They've scored rushing touchdowns, passing touchdowns.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, seven out of eight possible ways to score a touchdown.
Right.
You know, an interception.
That's the whole season's worth.
Yeah, an interception run back for a kick return for a thing, a fumble recovery.
Well, everybody's talking about what's wrong with Shady. But this has happened before with great running backs.
Sure.
Early in the season, it didn't look like they were doing much, and then they poured it on.
Yeah.
Whatever, expectations high and for him. So, of course, everybody takes the pulse of the NFL patient every week.
Well, of course. That's what we're doing here.
I mean, right, exactly.
Because one game means everything. Yeah. Or, you know, every week means
basketball,
something.
Baseball is just another game
tonight. Yeah, I'll catch you next week or next month. How'd they do this month? Wow, 12-16. Oh, that's not very good. 25-5. Wow, that's amazing. So, a lot of big things coming out from this past week. The Eagles.
They're for real.
They are for real. They need to improve that offense, speaking about the Eagles. They do need to.
They can.
They can.
This is a great thing. When you do a lot of things wrong and you still win.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because winning solves problems.
Losing creates.
That's just the way it goes. Nature of the beast. So everybody's talking about Tom Brady demise. Now all of a sudden that's gone. That's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Favre, of course, had those.
He had those games where he, you know, well, he was also much more of a gunslinger than somebody like Brady, but where it'd be like, hey, wow, is this the end? And then he forces it. Yeah, and then he really puts it on. So, you know, that's exciting. So we've got these this week coming up. Some really pretty good, interesting matchups. The Thursday night game, which can they have a game that isn't a blowout? All these Thursday night games have been so lopsided. Why?
Home teams winning
big, like not necessarily big every game, but it's over by the third quarter.
It's divisional, which is interesting. It should be closer.
Yeah, these are all divisional
games. Who's playing this Thursday?
It's Indianapolis at Houston. Now, Indianapolis is very good.
They are.
Luck is...
The bomb.
He throws the bomb.
So you got to go with him. What's the line?
The line is Houston's a home dog.
Getting?
3 points.
Right.
Houston at home. Getting 3 points, so a home underdog. There's a couple of home underdogs, some more deserved than others. The Jets are an 8-point home underdog against Denver.
Well, I mean, what's going to happen there, honestly? I mean, he's going to lick his lips.
Who?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton, I hope. You know, I like Peyton, and I'm
he's
a Jet fan.
He's going to tear him up, right?
Yeah, of course he is. If Rivers can do it, what's going
to
stop?
Jets are bringing a knife to a gunfight?
Pretty much. I understand that, look, you can't put Vic in because he's not much better. You know, I've
it's
heard
a nightmare. It's like in his last 20 games, I think he has 5 wins or something.
Who, Vic or Smith?
Vic.
Yeah. You know, he's supposed to be there as a mentor. Mark Brunell was a better mentor for Sanchez than Vic is for Geno.
Brittle Brunell?
Right. And with this Geno Smith thing, you heard about this? He went to the movies and he missed the thing? Well, how about this? The Jets have a policy, a team policy. When they go out to the West Coast.
They went Friday.
Right. They keep the meetings scheduled at East Coast times.
Yeah. Well,
meanwhile, every device you has automatically switches to West Coast time.
Well, whatever they're doing.
They're doing wrong.
Do something else.
Yes.
So yes. I'm tired of hearing what they're doing and the Jet way and play like a Jet. I mean, you know, crash and burn.
Yeah, we know what playing like a Jet is like. It's been that way for the last 40 years. I mean, everything from butt fumble to fake spike to all this stuff.
It's interesting because they're opposite of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Cowboys show you, and then let you down big time, right? The Jets just gets pummeled and then turn it around one day.
Yeah.
And then go back to being pummeled.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I mean, I'm just looking around.
Well, this is not Idzig's. Is that his name?
Yeah, Idzig, John Idzig.
Yeah, former Seattle executive.
Sure.
And this is not his coach. He inherited this guy.
No.
So we know you want your own guy. So you go $25 million purposely under the cap, pocket the money for the owner. He's quiet. This guy fails, and you bring in your new guy and spend money on your guys.
Yeah, it really is. I understand. Yeah. I understand the binge and purge. This is ridiculous. And who are they going to get? Because if they get a defensive coach, because I know Idzig's from, you know, he came from Seattle.
You need
talent. Carroll's a defensive coach. I agree they need talent.
Great jockeys can't, you know, barely ride horses to the glue factory.
That's,
you know, they need real stallions underneath
That's
them.
That's true. I mean, I will say one thing. It was very encouraging to hear that through reports that Ndamukong Suh, he wants out of Detroit, and he actually would like to come to the Jets. So, I mean, that's at least one big name who's interested in coming.
So he can, what, stomp on people or do what he does? Is this
hello,
the
it's
guy?
The hello, it's the Jet way.
It's the Jet way. And Geno Smith, you know, flicking the bird, staying out late. I never heard the greats doing that.
No.
You know, so that tells me you don't have the right guy.
You need that New York quarterback. The Giants have it. Someday we'll get it. I don't know when. We had it, but Joe Namath is very, very old.
Yeah, and he had more interceptions than touchdowns career-wise, I believe.
But all you need is one moment in this league. All you need, David Tyree.
He single-handedly created the merger.
Yes. Yes, it's
He's
true.
The man.
So
he liked to kiss sideline reporters, too.
Well,
alcohol is.
Well, he's over that. He's okay now. So, yeah, Indianapolis at Houston. That looks like to be an interesting game, but as we know, these Thursday night games.
The Colts.
Don't go over well. That's right. Dallas at Seattle. That might be a good one. Dallas is getting 8.
Dallas, huge surprise, right?
Absolutely. After that first game? How many of us buried
Romo him? Is good. It's just that, in the time when a few million people watch, he doesn't do well, and then they walk away thinking he's bad.
Speaking of Seattle, that's where you knew what Romo was with the botched extra point.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
The botched extra point.
Was that Bill Parcells?
That was Bill Parcells. That was because they could have really made a big run for it that season. But, right. I mean, that's where you kind of that's where the story begins with Romo. Story begins and ends there.
He wears on players, Parcells. Is that how Harbaugh is in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Even though you win, you just wear, you just...
Yeah, but in the end, if you want him out, who's coming back in? You might not like the one who comes back in.
I heard Harbaugh saying that you don't have to love me, you have to love each other.
I'll agree.
So I think that's true from a coaching standpoint.
Sure, and again, do they play hard for Harbaugh? Yes.
They play hard for each other.
Right, but what I'm saying, but...
I mean, that's what teamwork is, right?
Right, yeah, but at the same time, you look on the outside and you say, do they play hard for him? If he's screaming in their face... Are they going to go in and do what he wants them to, or are they going to do what they want to do? Well, they do what he asks of them. So even if they don't like him in the old Bronx Zoo, you know, stir the drink and all that stuff, they still played hard.
But the head coaches are like Santa Claus. You do all the work, and the fat guy in the suit gets the credit.
That's an excellent point. That's a good point, too. And also, this upcoming week, the Giants at Philadelphia.
I'm liking the Giants.
Giants are getting 3.5 on the road.
I like it. I like it. This is a big matchup now.
That's a big Sunday night matchup.
The Giants have it rolling. And who did they, because I know Jennings is out, the running back. Did they pick somebody up?
Rashad.
I think they did.
I think so. I forget who.
Yeah, because they've been running low on backs.
Yeah, big time. Ever since they got rid of Bradshaw, it's been really hard to find.
Well, and the other guy, what did he have? Wilson?
Wilson, yeah. Couple football notes I want to talk about real quick. There is, it might just be a power play for some of the cities, but the NFL's talking about 1 to 2 teams in L.A. in the next 12 to 24 months. Oakland and the Raiders and the Rams.
What about them?
Might be coming back to L.A. in the NFL is saying in the it's speculation, pure speculation.
But I think it's a huge mistake. I think they've proven they're not interested in football there.
Right.
So, now, I mean, why do they want to force this? Because it's a big market.
Well, not only is it a big market, but Oakland, I mean, the former Oakland Alameda County Stadium is in bad shape for not just baseball, but football as well, with Mount Davis and with that sort of ownership.
Well, I think with the problems they're having already, I think they need to settle down. I mean, much like running routes and zone coverage, I mean, you got to sit down at some point. You got to can't keep moving.
Right.
So you find, you know, and they need to rest and catch up.
True.
But, you know, they're greedy and they're the 800-pound gorilla.
Well, of course.
And they're going to force their way and they're going to make...
Well, they want to get these new stadiums. San Diego's one of the teams that possibility might go there.
Well, I want to see what happens now with the blackout rules.
Yeah. Well, apparently I heard...
People be going to the games still?
Yeah. They'll still go to the games depending on... I you might see ticket prices take a bit of a drop. But the NFL doesn't... These teams don't make... so much money from the ticket sales.
True.
They get it so much from the shared pot.
Well, I understand that. I mean, you can play these games in empty stadiums.
Yeah. And there's a thing about Levi Stadium because it's in the direct sunlight. They don't want to be... fans don't sit when they're in direct sunlight in the new stadium because it's hot.
So what do?
So they hang out on the concourses.
And they go inside and buy stuff.
Yeah, buy stuff, those bar areas that they have inside there, that sort of stuff.
I once saw that in the Bowery Boys, where they, I think they put heaters underneath the seats when they were showing a movie. People are so thirsty, buying all kinds of drinks.
I thought that was the Little Rascals.
Was that the Little Rascals?
Yeah, I remember that, the Little Rascals. Oh,
yeah,
and
it's one of those knuckleheads. It worked.
Yeah, they put too much.
The sales were great.
And they overly sugared the...
salted the popcorn.
No, they overly salted the popcorn and they overly sugared the lemonade so they would buy the other. I love that stuff. So speaking of a little more football, because I know you're a big fan of alternate leagues or other professional football leagues.
I've supported every league that was out there, including Vince McMahon's.
The XFL.
You were there.
That was right. We went to a game.
It was cold, wasn't
March.
It?
March. So
and they put
cold.
Tarps over the mezzanine and the upper deck, yeah. So it looked like a sellout.
Yeah, of course. Just
it
like
was cold. It was great.
Just like they do in Oakland. But let's run down the league. You got the AFL, the American Football League,
right.
Which then became part of the AFC.
Right.
The United Football League, which we went to a game. That's actually on hiatus. That was a couple years ago. The United States Football League, the USFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Big one.
That was the closest to really making it happen.
That's right. The world.
And they got greedy, Trump.
Yeah, the World League of American Football.
I was there. The Knights are crappy.
The New York, New Jersey Knights. And
I liked because I liked the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks.
That folded after 1 year because they went
0-10.
10, I think it
but
was.
But I was there to see one of those games.
Right. That's
I
right.
I have the program still.
So here's a new one coming out. And I only found this out because I'm on the New York Mets mailing list. And a game is going to be played at the MCU Park, which is on Coney Island. The Mets minor league.
Okay, so it's nobody will go there.
It's called
great.
It's called the Fall Experimental Football League, FXFL.
Okay.
So it's going to be a minor league professional football league, and it's going to be a feeder system for the NFL. The mission statement developed players, coaches.
Okay,
all that
stuff. So it's going to be owned by the NFL.
Well, it's going to be owned by somebody called, or the CEO is going
to
be.
But if it's a feeder to the NFL, I mean, because haven't we seen this in Europe?
Yeah.
Where they did that as a feeder league and experimental this and that.
Well, this one, because that technically the World League is still around. It's just NFL Europe, and they do use it as a feeder system. This is owned by founded by Brian Woods, a sports lawyer. He says our long-term goal is to establish a partnership with the NFL.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in that because that's a great way to have three or four brands. It's like Ford having Mercury.
That's true.
You know, all those GM brands, which they're paring away. So this is that won't be supported by me.
Well, fair enough. I mean, a couple of rule differences. Extra points will be attempted from the 17-yard line. Kickoffs will be at the 25-yard line. Field goals must be attempted from outside the hash mark. Right. And games will be played on Wednesday nights. They've already got ESPN3.
Right. So this is like... half price drinks for ladies on Tuesday night, or
maybe.
Yeah, I mean they're going. It doesn't sound like the real deal.
There's four teams. One in Boston, one in Brooklyn, one in Omaha. I don't know why they keep putting teams in Omaha, Nebraska, and then
Omaha?
And then a traveling
team. It's
a
meat rack.
And then a traveling team.
Oh, great! What is this?
It's a no home city, so they would play. This team would only play a three-game road schedule. There's four teams. They play all the... So I don't know.
This sounds weak and diluted.
Look, it's a shot. I thought I'd bring that up to you. So let's get to baseball playoffs.
What about yesterday?
Well,
I was on the edge of my seat.
Before we get to that, last we left you, we were watching the Royals A's game, and the A's went up 7-3, and it's game over.
I fell asleep, got a night's sleep, woke up, and the game was still
on. The game was over. 8-7, the Royals come back in extra innings. The Royals were the first team in playoff history to play their first three playoff games in one season and all be extra inning games.
It was crazy.
Kansas City can't lose. They run. They steal. I mean, their stats are just watching them.
That was fun. That was exciting.
You know they're going to steal, and they steal. And they knock off the mighty Anaheim Angels.
It's great.
With the number one record in the league. They're out. And then, of course, the 18-inning marathon game between the Nationals and the Giants.
That wouldn't end.
That wouldn't. Oh, boy. And I was up. I did not watch the beginning of that, but I saw the ninth inning because I checked my phone. I saw, wow, Zimmerman's really doing a good job.
Right.
I mean, what, one hit through 8 2/3 innings, and he gives up another hit, and they pull him? I understand you got a guy in the bullpen who has given up. He had a 0 ERA during the regular season. Zero. All he's got to do is get one guy out. Just one man.
And then?
A single and a double. Game's tied. You should have left Zimmerman in.
But
Matt Williams is a rookie manager. You know, he led the Nationals to the best record in the National League, but that doesn't mean you're playoff ready.
Well, I mean, they were on the cusp of being eliminated.
Yeah. They are.
I was in San Francisco.
The game we're talking about, the 18th inning, that was in Washington. Then they traveled across the country to San Francisco, and then the Nationals won.
Right.
They beat San Francisco.
You saw that errant throw?
Yeah.
Huge mistake.
It is, but.
So defense is important.
It is, but now the Nationals, if they want to live, they have to win one more game.
What a crazy game of baseball. I mean, defense has possession of the ball.
Yeah.
It's hard to play.
It's the only sport where defense can't score. Defense can't score. Football defense can't
score.
Hockey.
And they have possession of the ball and they can't score.
And they can't. Yeah.
And there's no clock.
Well, that's what.
Who made this thing up?
Somebody did.
No TV people, that's for sure.
No, definitely not.
They're trying to slow this down, right? I mean, speed it up.
Oh, they are trying to speed up. And that's what I wanted to bring up to you. Some new rules for the baseball season that they're going to.
You can't reach into your cup or you can't.
Well, hold on. Yeah, I got it here. Let's see. Well, my favorite is the no pitch intentional walk. Say, I want to intentional walk this guy. All right, no pitches.
Just send him over there.
Batter's box rule: batter shall keep at least 1 foot in the batter's box throughout his entire bat, unless some exceptions happen. A 2-minute and 5 seconds inning break clock. A 2-minute 30-second pitching change break clock.
Why don't they just keep the pitcher in the dugout? How come we have to watch him run in and jog? Mm-hmm. I mean, who watches jogging?
True. How about this? 3 timeout limit. So the batter. No, across the entire team. If a batter says timeout, well, that's one against your team.
Well, it's not a leisurely sport anymore, then.
No, but it's been overly.
I mean, it used to be day games, so only rich people could go see them, right?
Yeah.
Because poor people were out of work.
Pretty much.
Keep the riffraff down.
Right.
Play
so
day games.
And I was very sad. I'll be honest, I was very sad to see Detroit lose. I like.
Is there anything winning about Detroit? I mean, I heard the streetlights are out. They're broke, bankrupt.
The Red Wings. They're the only
the
things.
Red Wings.
The only.
They look like the old Soviet team or something. There's nothing good over there, is there?
No, it's troublesome. But, I mean, they had no bullpen. And I would have liked rather had Baltimore be a complete team because they're missing their third baseman, Manny Machado. He had a bad injury. And they're missing their first baseman. He got caught with amphetamines or whatever. So it's not a complete team, but still, Buck Showalter is finally out of the divisional series. He finally moves on to a league championship
series.
That's
great. I got to root for him.
Yeah, yeah, but that's going to be the most interesting series, I think. The Cardinals just won. I'm very sad that the Dodgers
won. Don't kick to Hester. Don't bet against the Cardinals. There's a few rules you need to
Cardinals know. Have been to the have advanced to four straight National League Championship Series. Enough with them.
It's amazing.
Matheny, he's his third year on the
they're
job.
Middle America, though. They're everybody's
I know,
team.
But they're high on that hateability index, and I can see why, because they always do the right thing, and it's
Cardinal Nation.
The Cardinal way.
You see those hats everywhere.
Yes.
Fly to different
they're
cities.
They're
boom,
like,
there they are.
They're like Dallas. They
they're
travel
everywhere.
Like the Yankees.
Wow.
They're the National League Yankees. That's what they are. My fantasy football team, Every Man Sports League, is going well. I'm third place there, and I lost my other game. I sat Peyton Manning for Nick Foles because I thought the Arizona defensive backfield, that's a good defensive backfield. I don't trust Peyton coming off a bye against that backfield.
But I'm thinking you're the Cardinals, and you're playing at, I don't know what the elevation is.
That's high, yeah.
Is it in Tempe? I thought it would be low.
No,
they were in Denver. So I'm thinking you go low. You know, I don't know if that affects people.
Well, anyway, Manning had his first time he threw over like 468 yards
almost
in career high.
Yards.
And I had him on the bench. Thankfully, I won. But my other league, I had Rodgers and Foles. And
well, you're going to have him against the Jets, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm what sorry. Do you expect that to be, 41-10? What are they going to do with that stuff?
No, they can't stop anybody. And so
now Manning's going to be right back where he lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, he's going to put up a nice...
It'll be important for him to have a big showing.
But
right?
If anything, he's not just going to throw it. He's going to... I know Monty Ball's out, but I think Ronnie Hillman's going to get a lot of play because it's... you know, I think Peyton is thinking, like, if I... You know, this is where I was supposed to... Get my
did he throw two touchdowns to his tight end last week? I heard he had a vicious block.
Oh,
the guy,
Julius Thomas, a chop block, and sprained ACL, and Bruce Arians called the dirtiest play I ever saw.
They all say that when that happens.
Well, yeah.
When it's their guy, it's the dirtiest ever.
Yeah.
And it was a cheap shot, right?
Yeah,
so
no.
And he went on to play, score a couple touchdowns, and the other
two. I have him on my fantasy team as well.
In traction somewhere, God knows what happened to him.
It's amazing how that happens. So that's it for this week. Thanks very much for joining me, Dad.
Anytime.
And we'll have to see. So by the time we do this, we'll probably be halfway through the division or the league championship series.
What do you want in the World Series?
I want the Royals and. The Nationals. I don't want the Giants.
Oh, your grandfather's 95.
And he's a Nationals fan. Used to be a Met fan, but now...
He doesn't have a 10-year plan.
No, so I like Harper. I'm a Bruce Harper.
He's coming
Bryce
alive.
Harper. I like a Bryce Harper. I'd like to see that. That'd be fun.
I kind of line it. Well, I'm going to see Baltimore in there. So
Baltimore could be
along
good.
With the Nationals, that's 50 miles away. That'll be great.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd love to see the Orioles beat the Cardinals.
That's the old St. Louis Browns, by the way. The Orioles are the old St. Louis Browns. I cannot have...
Turnaround is fair play.
Now, I'm a visual guy. I can't have the Giants and the Orioles in. That's way... I love black and
no
orange.
No Giants.
I love black and orange. That's too much black and orange.
No Giants.
As much as I want the Dodgers to go further, the Dodgers and the Royals, that's all blue. I need a little disparity. I need a little disparity with the colors.
Well,
I'm
East
a visual
Coast,
person.
West Coast, red, blue.
There you go. So thanks very much for joining me, Dad.
You're welcome.
And take care, everybody, and enjoy.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, Visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.